Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello, welcome to Vox Markets. Today I'm joined by Mo Khan, who's CEO at Open Orphan. How are you today, Mo?
I'm well. Thank you for having me on, Zach.
Right. I think congratulations are in order on this morning's announcement for the £7.3 million influenza challenge study contract. Could you tell us more about that?
Oh, no. Thank you for that. Yeah, absolutely. So this is a new study from a new client, a leading German biotech company, working on an influenza human challenge in an antiviral product. We have been talking to them for a while, actually, now. So actually, good to see this one cross the line. The study will start in 2023 and complete in 2024. So the fact that we have got a pretty robust backlog for 2022, I think it's a good time that we're now starting to build up backlog for the next year and beyond. And overall, though, I think we've seen an increase in interest in influenza in general. And that's probably due to the potential pandemic of influenza. You know, people have experienced the trauma of the COVID pandemic, and we're seeing a lot more interest from researchers, both pharma and biotech, in preparing themselves for future flu pandemics. And this is one of those trials, I think, you know, helping these guys to get to market faster.
So definitely making sure they don't get caught out again.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. You're right.
And how long does it take to sign these challenge study contracts? There seem to be many of them from Open Orphan over recent weeks and months. But how long, what's the lead-in time?
Yeah, it's very difficult to say, to be honest, because it does vary by client to client. So typically, the smaller clients, the biotechs, tend to make the decision much faster, have kind of, you know, lower number of hierarchical levels, so they can make their get the contracts decision faster. The big pharma tend to take longer, but the good thing is we have work with the top five big pharma on a repeated business now, right now. So we've agreed, you know, generic templates and the terms. So they're also quite fast. And the other factor is it's dependent on is the stage at which the client is at, depending on the clinical cycle. So if you're negotiating in preclinical, then it takes longer. But if you're closer to phase one, that means the client is closer to the phase two challenge trial, they can negotiate and complete the contract faster. So it can take from 2 to 12 months overall. And on average, I would surmise it to be around 6 months.
Okay. Well, speaking of timeframes, you've been with Open Orphan now in the hot seat, CEO for nearly 3 months. How's it been going, and what do you expect for the rest of the year? It's obviously quite busy for you.
It has been busy. I can't believe it's already been 3 months. It's gone pretty fast. We've already achieved a lot. We moved into new facilities. We expanded our bed capacities, added more revenue streams. But, you know, we really are at the cutting edge of infectious and respiratory disease research. And the fact that we are, you know, fighting the current pandemic and preparing for the future pandemic and helping our customers in fighting those pandemics, I think it's a great place to be, you know. So, but I'm personally well settled in. You know, we have an amazing team across the board here. You know, great scientific expertise, operational experience, and project delivery. You know, very satisfied customers. We're looking to continue to build on our challenge trial models. We have 9 at the moment. We're looking to build on that. We've already expanded our laboratory services, and we are looking now to build a huge a marketing effort in highlighting that to our clients. We're also going to be granted a certification for lab services. In addition, we've been awarded our first site study as such, which is a brand new revenue stream for us. We'll be offering our volunteers and patients to other third parties, and we will be building on phase two field trials. So pushing on all fronts, you know, strong pipeline for this year, building on 23-24 pipeline, you know, as this announcement suggests. So, you know, I think the future is very bright for us out there.
On that note, Mo Khan, CEO at Open Orphan, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach.
Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.